Blog title, The Perfect CCTV Camera Locations for the Best Protection Body Content. If you are planning to get CCTV cameras installed on your property, you know exactly how useful they are in preventing break-ins. They are one of the best ways to keep your property and family members safe from burglars and vandals. However, it can be a little challenging to determine which location would be best for the CCTV cameras. No matter which devices you choose, their effectiveness and functionality can be influenced by their location. It's why knowing the correct placement for security cameras on your property is crucial. Catching criminals and thieves can happen only when the camera is placed in the right location and faces the right area. Some pointers here are some tips that will help you determine the perfect CCTV camera locations for the best protection. 1. Front door. Approximately 34% of burglars enter a property through the front door, which means that you need a good CCTV camera in this location. This is one of the crucial spots where you require a camera. It is best to position the camera at a higher level to ensure that the intruder is unable to knock it out. If you have a single level home, you can use a mesh wiring to enclose the front door security camera. This wire mesh will prevent people from tampering with it. 2. Back door. About 22% of break-ins happen through the back door of a property, which means that you can benefit by placing a camera there. If you have side doors leading into your home, you must place some surveillance devices there as well. The idea is to ensure that every entry point to your house has CCTV coverage. It is necessary to make sure that these cameras are out of reach and that no one can easily throw something at them to damage them. 3. Near all off-street windows. About 25% of burglaries will happen due to entry through your windows that are not visible from the street. It reduces the chances of the person getting caught as they are out of sight from any cars or passersby. You can place a few cameras pointing to all of the street windows, as that will help improve the safety levels of these spaces. Other areas where you should place CCTV cameras: once you have secured the front and back doors and all the off-street windows with advanced security cameras, it prevents at least 80% of the chances of a burglary taking place in your home. There are certain other places that you might benefit by placing surveillance cameras, such as driveways, second floor, garage, basement. So exactly how many CCTV cameras would you need to ensure that all of these areas are adequately covered? This is probably the next question you should consider when installing a home security system. There is no fixed answer to this question, as it would also depend on the types of security cameras you are opting for and how you place the exterior devices. Aspects to consider while placing cameras in your home. Before you start with the installation of a home surveillance system, you need to be fully prepared about the perfect home CCTV camera placement. Some of the questions that you should be asking yourself while determining where to place the cameras include: exactly where do I need the CCTV cameras? Which are the vulnerable spots on my property? Are there any entrances which are obscured, such as doors or windows, that thieves might find particularly appealing? Has my property ever experienced break-ins, even when someone else owned the house in the past? If there was a break-in, where did that occur? All of these questions are relevant and crucial when it comes to the placement of home security camera systems. It is a good idea to consult experts in the field, as they would be able to provide you with guidance and tips about the best placement for CCTV cameras. While you are determining and planning all of these things, you must know that CCTV cameras also run the risk of tampering in case a thief or burglar is persistent and determined enough to commit that crime in any case. It is why you need to ask yourself whether you want intruders to be aware that there are surveillance cameras on your property or not. If that is the case, you should consider installing dummy cameras or fake cameras in easy-to-see places. The more expensive, real cameras should be hidden out of sight. So even if the thief tampers with any of the visible cameras, you would still have some video feed from the actual cameras. Common CCTV placement mistakes to avoid. Just as it is essential to know where to place the cameras, it is also necessary to know which mistakes to avoid while installing these devices. Here we take a look at some of them. 1. Forgetting to secure the outdoor and indoor surveillance cameras. This is one of the biggest mistakes that many people make. They do not secure their CCTV devices, which means that they are vulnerable to tampering. So where should you place outdoor CCTV cameras to avoid potential vandalism? Typically, set the camera at least 9 feet above the ground, as that is an excellent way to prevent people from tampering with or damaging it. The placement of these devices outside and inside a home will be a little different, since the ones placed in the outdoor areas are more prone to damage from exposure to the elements or vandalism. You need to plan the placement correctly. 2. Thinking that CCTV surveillance devices can multitask. It is crucial to keep in view that cameras cannot multitask. You need to determine what task you want a particular device to perform whenever you are considering its placement. Most people forget that cameras cannot pick up houses across the street, their driveway, as well as the license plate and a person's face all at once. You need to plan and determine which area and what details you want your camera to pick up. This is where the services of skilled operators come into the picture. They will discuss your requirements with you and create a detailed plan which mentions all the spots where cameras will be. 3. Placing CCTV surveillance devices at the highest point. This is one more frequent mistake that homeowners make. They believe it is the best way to get the most coverage and maximum functionality from a particular camera. While it is true that you will get a broader view, you would not be able to get a detailed look at the features of the person or identify them. You may catch some figure on the camera rather than being able to view the person's face. The exception is PTZ cameras that can pick up details along with the broader view angles without affecting video quality. 4. Insufficient lighting. Regardless of where you position your home security cameras, do not forget that you need sufficient lighting for nighttime monitoring. If you do not have night vision security cameras, you would need adequate lighting in all the areas that need to be covered. That is the only way the devices would be able to record clear visuals even after dark. However, you should also not place CCTV cameras very close to bright lights, as that will disrupt the picture. If you point surveillance cameras towards direct sunlight, that will result in stripes in the images. Since there are so many different aspects you need to keep in view while placing CCTV cameras on your residential property, it's best to work with professionals. They will provide you with details about the different types of devices available and which ones would work best for you. For any more information about our electrical maintenance services, feel free to contact Allround Electrical at 1300 169 263. You can also write to us at this email address, and one of our team members will call back shortly to discuss your requirements for an energy audit or other electrical services.